Welcome back to the Roundtables Live broadcast from the press room at SPAC. We are broadcasting just steps away from the stage that the Philadelphia Orchestra, the New York City Ballet, call their summer home. I'm Joe Donahue.
And I'm Alan Chartok. We're backstage, actually lurking over stage left of this grand performance palace at the Saratoga Performing Arts Center.
Marcia White, in a former life, was a nurse and political aide, but for the past 12 seasons, she has been SPAC's president and executive director.
I just hate this, by the way. I really hate this because I love Marcia White. In February of this year, she announced that this 50th anniversary season would be her last, and she will retire at its conclusion. Marcia was appointed as president of SPAC in 2005, is credited for leading major renovations, bringing the facility out of the red, and maintaining SPAC's classical offerings.
So this is bittersweet. Marcia White, welcome to the roundtable.
Thank you very much
for being with us.
Thank you, Joe. Love being here.
Say it isn't so.
It's so.
Yeah. When's your last day?
I believe it'll be like the end of September. And so I've got the season, and we're so focused on this. It's the most important thing right now. But I have to share with you that the more I'm here, and after last night, I am so glad that I chose this year, only because it doesn't get better than this.
Yeah.
And I've been here for 12 years, and I've thought about an exit strategy. And then when it was the 50th, this is the best way to say thank you. But it's also the best way for this community to really understand the importance of SPAC. And if they don't get it this year, they never will. But it's all about the fact that we celebrate the founders that brought SPAC to life, and the founders that sustained, enhanced, and expanded it. And that's everybody in this community. And by the way, a lot of people think that SPAC was built mainly by the people in Saratoga. And it is true that children donated the nickels and dimes, and members of the horse community donated stud fees, and the Waits and the Dakes did major fundraisers. But we have the numbers. Every single community in the Capital Region contributed to the building of SPAC. They invested in the future. And it was Albany, Schenectady, Glens Falls, Gloversville, every single community. And everyone owns SPAC, and it's important for them to continue to sustain it. Not only that, there were cities, there were places downstate in New York that contributed too. So, you know, we're the creative economy. This was not only a vision to bring the creative culture here, but to shore up a community at a time when financially they were struggling. In the 50s, there were issues. They closed down gambling. The racetrack closed from 43 to 45, and times were really tough. And creating a performing arts center really did make the difference in turning an economy around.
When you came in 2005,
yeah,
things weren't good here. I mean, it was going through a struggle. It had gone through a crisis, and you were brought in basically to pick up the pieces, which you did marvelously. Thank you very much. But do you look at it? And I certainly want to focus on those successes. But I also wonder, as you leave, do you look at it and say that kind of thing can never be prevented from happening again, or that we're in a very good place for all of these communities to again come together and support this place so it can go another 50 years?
Quite frankly, the issues are the same. I think it's the fact that you have to find a way to raise the money, and you have to find a way to get the community vested, because what we did this year is what has been important for all the years before this. You tell the story of SPAC. SPAC belongs to them. You have to get people engaged, but you also have to explain to them the value of the performing arts in life and how it changes lives and the educational programs we have and the importance of it for the creative economy, for the fact that when people are building or locating a business in New York State, they're looking for great healthcare, education, and a quality of life, and that's what we provide. So it's more great communication with the community to understand the value of the performing arts and how it's incredibly important for their lives. You have to connect the community to the artists and the audience, and you have to build the community here. and expand it, which is, I think, what we've done.
Will you do us all a favor? Because mm-hmm. there are a lot of people listening who may not have been to SPAC, who don't understand mm-hmm. the way it works. There's something called Live Nation, and mm-hmm. then there's the kind of magnificent artistic mm-hmm. work you do. And Live Nation is, a venue for bringing in, pop.
Right.
Places. How does that work? What's the relationship?
Well, there are probably no performing arts centers that don't have a component of a rock or pop venue.
I like it, rock or pop.
Well, you have to, because it helps sustain or support the losses you have with classical performances. It costs us about $180,000 per evening for a ballet or an orchestra performance.
Really?
Yes. And you have to find a way to raise that money. So Live Nation, we have a great agreement with them, and they come in, and 60% of our members become members to buy Live Nation tickets. That's the reality of life. So we have a great partnership with them, and what we have to do is we have to fit their schedule within our ballet and orchestra schedule, understanding that the ballet and the orchestra are our most important partners. As far as scheduling goes, and like this year, New York City Ballet came in a little bit later because they went to Paris. And that's wonderful for both of us to be able to have our dance company, that the only summer home in the dance world for ballet is here, and then for them to have an opportunity to go to Paris and then come back. So we really make sure that our schedule works best for the ballet, for the orchestra, and Live Nation fits in between, which is challenging for them, but because we have a great relationship, it works. Financially, it's how you have to be able to structure your budget. You have to have the dollars that are brought in from rock and pop shows to order to sustain the classicals, which you lose.
Is there any limit on what rock and pop shows you will allow in here?
Yes. I mean, we have a say. I think the biggest challenge we have is which ones can we get on the tour during the dates that are available.
I see.
So, I think we do have a say in who comes. And I think that the schedule this year is one of the best we've ever had. We've got more shows this year than we've had in a number of years. And that's important because this year it's going to cost us over $1 million more to bring our classical performances, because it's a 50th anniversary. So I think the additional support from Live Nation is going to help us tremendously. In addition to that, we've got our first ever 50th anniversary campaign. SPAC has never done a campaign before, and this year we're doing it, and we're very, very pleased with the results, because people understand we need to support the future.
So what's the campaign? The ultimate goal is what?
The first phase will be $5 million, and we're very close to that. We're only maybe $200,000 short. We announced it in May, and it's basically a three-prong effect. It's giving for endowment, capital, or programming. And it's something that's incredibly important for us to know that we have a little bit of cushion to go move into the future, the capital improvements that we need here, endowment. We have never touched our endowment since I've been here. We've never touched the interest off our endowment. We've raised mm-hmm. the funds needed to break even or even make a slight profit sometimes. So it's incredibly important to have the security of knowing, as you just asked, that we don't have as much concern as we could have moving into the future.
Now, the state owns the land and the
state-owned facility.
Mm-hmm. And is that, I mean, if Donald Trump were the governor of New York, if Donald Trump were the governor of New York, would you find it challenging to explain to him, that he should keep his hands off, what you do?
We don't have a problem with parks or the governor at all. They're great partners. They're glad that we have this arts forum, this facility within the park, because it is tourism. It is doing everything. It's creating jobs. It's what the governor is looking to do. We generate $100 million in this immediate economy from just our season alone. We create 700 jobs during the season. We have over 300, probably close to 500 people that come and rent houses, the ballet, the orchestra. We're filling the restaurants and the hotels. So we're the poster child for the creative economy. Not only that, we're hiring, you know, printers. We're going to graphic designers. There's so many other professions that are supported by the arts that you don't think of. Our educational programs, we're going into the schools and we're bringing those children here. So we're doing all the things that really tourism, creative economy are absolutely looking to do. We are, as I said, the poster child. So it's more, how do we continue to uphold the physical plan? It's a lot to continue to maintain a facility, an outdoor facility like this, and getting capital support is incredibly important.
You were known when in your other life before mm-hmm. here as a person who really helped to manage the New York State Senate and run that place. Did the toughness which came with that job help you in this job?
I don't know if it's the toughness. I wouldn't, you know, people say I'm tough. I'm direct. I don't like to waste time, but I'm fair. I think it's, to me, it's seeing the whole picture. You know, in the Senate, you see the whole picture. You make a decision of this is what I'd like to do today. Well, you know, is this the right thing to do for New York State? Is this the right thing to do? When you're running for re-election and people remember, I think you have to see the whole picture. And at SPAC, you see the whole picture. Where do you need to be in 5 years? I always say, if you're thinking about where you should be, you're already late. So it's seeing the importance of partnerships. It all starts with partnerships. You know, our partnership with New York City Ballet is incredible because we make sure that the programming is what people want here, but it's also the type of programming I would never ask Peter Martins to, you know, consider creating something that is not his vision. It's all about partnership and a win-win. You know, when you're negotiating and you're the person who wins everything and you walk out of the room, you haven't. Because if your partner doesn't have something to save face, if they don't win something, then there's a problem.
And that's just like politics, yes.
There's politics in everything. You know, when people say, oh, I hate politics, it's like, well, you know, the reality of life is, you know, there's politics when you go to get your license, you know, at the DMV. I mean, there is politics in every phase of everything you deal with every single day. You know, negotiating the price of a car. I mean, there is just politics in everything. And it's not a dirty word. It's just understanding people. And the most important thing is, what does that other person need? You have to find out what they need, and you try to get them what they need while you're getting what you need as well.
With that said, mm-hmm. what are the politics going on right now to find your successor, and are you involved in those talks?
I am not, and it's usually not appropriate to do so. Our board has hired an international firm. We have a search team on our board, and I know that they're interviewing prospects and candidates. And you know, I'm confident they'll do a great job. They've taken a lot of time, we'll see. You know, we have an amazing board, and we were lucky because we were able to handpick a board of community leaders and people that really support SPAC, and they understand it. So I know that they will pick the right person at exactly the right time, and I think that will be fairly soon. But
yeah, before the end of September, you will.
I would think so. Yeah.
Before you're out the door.
Well, you also need to understand that, you know, I will continue to be supportive in any kind of assistance I can ever give, even when I'm not on site. I will. I mean, this has been a joy of my life. And I came here because it's personal. I mean, mm-hmm. my oldest daughter danced on stage when George Balanchine was here. And to see his presence on that stage, and my other daughters, you know, grew up on this lawn, and they're all in the arts, and it changed our life. And the reason I wanted to take this position is because I wanted to give back. I mean, I love the Senate. I had no plans on leaving, but when you have something like SPAC that changes your life the way it does, the performing arts change your life. When you have an opportunity to give back, you do. And I came here to keep the New York City Ballet here, and it's still here.
When you left in, when you announced that you were leaving mm-hmm. in February, the word mm-hmm. retirement was used. Do you intend to retire? I can't imagine you retiring.
You're a very smart man. Just look at my face. You think I'm going to retire?
No. But Joe, I'm sorry. I have to intervene here because I've been thinking about why I shouldn't ask this question.
You can ask.
But how do you continue to look as wonderful as you do?
It's
you
the
look
stress.
Like a young girl.
It's the stress.
We don't. Well, even our staff. What it is, we don't sleep. You know, you go through the evening. I mean, you know, they're here at the crack of dawn. You just, if you don't sleep, age can't catch up with you.
Because I agree
with you. Just, you're just moving faster than time. That's what it is.
So after this, you just keep running.
I keep running.
All right.
And as long as my children understand, I'm going to have my 10th grandchild. And they're
that'll keep you running.
Well, yeah, but not to their house.
I can't imagine a better professor in a classroom than you are.
Yeah. Well, you've taught me everything I know, Al.
I agree.
Marcia White, thank you very much for being with us. We love having you here. Thank you very much. I know we'll see you in 2 weeks, I believe. We're back when the orchestra comes to town, so we'll see you then. So thank you very much.
Well, let me
much.
Just say that people have to remember the ballet's here for 2 weeks, and you better get here because it is a season of a lifetime.
And we'll be talking about it throughout this morning, and you can find out more information by going to SPAC.org. Marcia White, again, thank you so much. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.